And welcome to Home Baked Tales. My name is Cressa, and thank you for joining me today for the third book of my quartet, Eddie. For the second in the series, download the title Ronaldo. Eddie is narrated by a new character. Eddie, accept new friends. Every day I see two kids. They're either walking or biking, picnicking or swinging. One's a red-headed, freckled boy with glasses perched on the tip of his nose. The other is a girl with brown hair, no glasses. Sometimes this black cat walks with them. Sometimes this white and brown owl perches on the boy's finger. I wish I had a bestie. Everyone just bullies me and calls me fraud. No one will be my friend. Oh, my parents try to help by sending me to summer camps, library programs, all that stuff. But I still don't make any friends, just bullied, just teased. Whenever I see those two friends together, I feel a pang of jealousy. Why can't I have a friendship with another kid? I don't know. Why can't I have someone who I know cares? I don't know. Life is so complicated. With a hop, skip, and a jump, a new problem appears. I think about the purpose of life every night before bed as I hold my dog, a Sheltie Retriever mix, close to my chest. He is the only one who listens when I talk. One day, I was in my backyard. I heard a meow. I jumped up. There was the cat. The same cat who walked with the boy and the girl. She had jumped up onto the fence. I went closer to the cat. I noticed something strange. The cat's fur was slightly singed. "Hi, kitty," I crooned. The cat jumped down from my fence and trotted away. My dog came over to where the cat had been and started to bark. "Shh, it's okay, buddy," I said. I pulled him down by the collar. I uncertainly took my dog back inside, wondering if the cat would come back. The next day, I went for ice cream. Strangely, the two friends were there, too. I smiled as a girl grabbed the ice cream cone from the boy and smashed it into his face. He licked it some. Then they cracked up. Suddenly, my mom said, "Eddie, please accept your cone from the store manager." I snapped my attention up to the counter. "Thank you," I said. "Mint chocolate chip is the best." We rode our bikes home. I came into the house, ready for Buddy to come jumping into my arms. He didn't. "Buddy," I called, feeling a little nervous. My dog didn't come. "Buddy," I said a little more urgently this time. "Buddy," I yelled. "No, Buddy," I cried. I fell to my knees. "Mother, where is Buddy?" I asked. "I don't know," she replied. "He didn't run away. He didn't," I said, not all that sure of it. I squeezed my mother's legs and she patted my back. "It's okay," she told me. "It's okay." I started drawing lost dog posters right away. I hopped on my bike and started putting posters up. I put them on stop signs, power poles, and stoplights. I put the signs anywhere I could think of. I crossed my fingers, popped a piece of gum into my mouth, and rode home. I had soup for dinner, which reminded me of how Buds always climbed onto my lap and licked soup out of my bowl. I would always lap, but Mom would take him outside. Then she would fix me a new bowl of soup without dog slobber in it. The next morning, I biked around the neighborhood. The October breeze tousled my hair around. I pulled the sweater from my backpack. Halloween was coming up, and I wanted my dog back before then. Suddenly, my phone rang. "Eddie, time for your homeschool session," Pa said. "Coming," I replied. As I turned around, I thought I saw a flash of black from the corner of my eye. 55 minus X equals 37, Dad quizzed. 18, I answered. Pa high-fived me. "Great job," he told me. I smiled. I stuffed a sandwich into my bag and started jogging, searching for my pup. There was no sign of him but a wet splash on the sidewalk. Look like some animal has been there. It was the next week. Still nobody. I was huddled on my bed, sobbing my heart out. mother was patting my back, but honestly, I just wanted to be alone. I wiped the tear streaks from my cheeks and sat up. I opened the window and yelled, "Buddy!" But the wind carried my voice away to who knows where. I hoped the where was where Buddy was. I smoothed the wrinkles out of my bedspread. I went downstairs. Just then, there was a rap, rap, rap on the door. I ran to get it. "What if it is Buddy?" I whispered to myself. I opened the door, and there were the two friends, holding my dog equally between them. "Hi, I'm Journey, and this is Ronaldo," said the girl, Journey. Tears started to stream down my face, not of sadness that time, but quite the opposite. "Buddy," I joked out, taking the dog from the friends. "Oh, Buddy." I didn't know what to say to those kids, embarrassed already that they had seen me crying very loudly. "Thank you," I said. Then more words just came to me. "Would you like to come inside?" I asked. The two friends exchanged glances. "Sure," they said in unison. Then they laughed. "I'm Eddie," I said, leading Ronaldo and Journey to the sitting room, the nails of my dog clicking against the hardwood floor. Short for Edmund. We sat down and I handed each friend a video game controller. What do you want to play?" I said. "Fortnite," both friends said at once. We started gaming. Mom said, "Please do stay for dinner," and they accepted. We had hamburgers. Neither kid was vegetarian. And after supper, ice cream. Neither kid was allergic to dairy. And went up to my room where we sat on beanbags under my loft bed and cracked knock-knock jokes. "Come here, team," Journey said. Ronaldo came. She gestured to me. I was part of her team. I guess I was. I slowly came forward and was pulled into a huddle. Journey put one of her hands in the middle of the circle we made. Ronaldo put his hand on top. I put my hand on top. "Let's go, Team Journald Eddie," Journey cried. "Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed Eddie. Would you befriend Eddie? Just something for you to think about. I love learning new words, so I wanted to share one with you. Errant means straying outside the proper path. Eddie's dog was errant before Ronaldo and Journey found him. To finish up, I would like to share a poem about a winged wolf. We are the hidden ones who fly in the night. We're majestic and beautiful, but yet out of sight. Our swooping wings blanket the sky, but when the dawn may break, we bid our goodbye. Troves of treasure, those are mine. I have wings of the wind, created by gods, passed on by the clouds. We are the hidden ones." Thanks for joining me. Tune in next time. We'll be right back.